Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
The Blazers beat the Lakers last night in a game that, unless you're Austin Reeves, didn't quite feel like anything was going on. He did go off again. 41 points. Side note, what is going on with this man?
He can score.
The guy can. He's got like 100, almost 150 points in four
he's
games.
He's got 92 points in his last two games.
And when LeBron and Luka are both out, somebody has to score.
Somebody has to score, and that's to our conversation yesterday. Look, I know Austin Reeves don't grow on trees. Also, why Reeves is not a Maverick right now, I have no idea.
Yeah, how they didn't get him in that
how
deal.
They did not get him in that deal. But that's kind of what I was trying to talk about yesterday, is I know Austin Reeves don't grow on trees, but I'd love to have a guy who's not the main scoring option that I know will do it night in if I need him to.
Sure. No, yeah. I get what you're saying. No, Reeves was good last night. He was good the game before. He's got, they said, 92 points in the last two games, 51 and 41. You know, he did finish with 8 turnovers because he had to do so much. The Lakers are missing Luka and LeBron. I mean, that's, you know, you're missing basically 60-plus points, you know, 20 rebounds and 20 assists. Like, that's a big ask. And somebody on the YouTube's, you know, like, well, you know, they did have, you know, Vando and they did have Connect. Number one, Dalton Connect is not an NBA player.
I know.
He's not good.
I'm so sad about that. I was so high on him coming out of college.
I liked him in college, and then I heard about how his workouts went, and I heard just kind of how things were going in the process. I was like, yeah, Blazers aren't looking at that. That's not going to be a path they go down. I know a lot of Blazers fans were like, they should go get Dalton.
Well, the Lakers already tried to trade him.
Yeah. Well, they did trade him, and then it was pulled back. But, they have no shooting on that team right now. And that's the problem that they have, is that even when they're healthy, like, Luka's going to get some volume up, but he's not a high efficiency guy as a 3-point shooter. But yeah, I mean, that's what this Laker team is going to fight against. But for the Blazers, a win is a win. Denny Avdia goes out there 25-4-4, finished with three blocks as well. And you're just like, yep, did it again. 5-8 from three, started 5-5 from three, got to the free throw line. Drew Holiday, man, holy crap. Man, is he good. He's so freaking good.
He's nice.
So good.
That's the guy you brought in. That's the guy you brought in. And maybe Drew can be that guy that I was talking about yesterday. Maybe Drew can be that guy when you need somebody. Because, look, Shaden struggled again. And I don't know if we need to beat that dead horse again. I think let the sample size continue to grow. Yep. We'll have this conversation after maybe 10 games. But he struggled to shoot again. And maybe when you have those kind of struggles, maybe Drew can be the guy. Or maybe that's the idea going forward for Master Splitter, is just, you know, what, somebody will step up. Somebody on this team will step up. Now, I think the most challenging part of last night's game is you look good. You look like a team effort. You know, Donovan had an excellent game. You know I'm a big Clinton guy.
I thought that was his box score. I thought you felt his presence for the first time this season. Like, he controlled.
Dare I say best game of his career?
The Minnesota game last year, where it was, what, 18-12-8?
I had a feeling you would say that, but I felt him.
You felt him. And even when he wasn't blocking shots, he sent a couple guys to the ground on fouls. I'm like, yeah, good. Let him know that, no, you're not getting anything easy in here. Because I tell you right now, nobody's getting anything easy on the perimeter.
Yeah.
So let him know that there's nothing easy to get against this team.
Yeah, and getting back to Drew, I think one thing that's such a benefit, and it's mentioned on the YouTube chat as well, that Drew is an upgrade at point guard over an Anfernee Simons, just because of his versatility, his defense, his leadership, et cetera. Yeah, but I'll take that trade every single day right now.
As far as like the style of what they want to play, like Ant last night for the Celtics, you know, won them a game.
Mm-hmm.
Came off the bench, had 25, 6 of 13 from three. But the thing that they gave up there is that shooting.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that the Blazers need. Because again, Denny, Jeremy, Drew, those are your only guys that are hitting shots right now. You know, Sharp's gotten the brunt of this because of what he's been. But outside of the opening night effort from Tumani has struggled offensively. Mm-hmm. He has not gotten going. You just kind of look up and down. Donovan found it last night. But Chris Murray, you know, even though his shooting is struggling, both him and Blake Wesley, they're so good defensively that you're like, that's fine. Well, you know, we'll find things there. Holistically through four games, Portland Trail Blazers have turned every opponent over 20 times per game.
That's great.
They are playing with the fifth fastest pace in the NBA. They are number one in the NBA in turnover forced percentage. So they're playing fast. So you're like, oh, there's going to be more possessions. Doesn't matter. Even with more possessions, they're turning over teams on over 22% of their possessions. And if you're not scoring well and efficiently, you know what you do? You take 103 shots to the Lakers' 86.
I think the only thing that concerns me, those are excellent stats, and I think this defense is bona fide, 100%.
Yes.
We know the identity of the Portland Trailblazers is they make you work, dude. Ant said it best. You don't come to Portland and take a night off.
Did you hear what Harden said?
Mm-mm.
Harden said the same thing.
Yeah.
Harden after the game against the Clippers, he goes, that team's tough as hell, man. Like,
yeah.
That is a different thing. He goes, they pick you up the whole game. They're going to defend you. They're going to make you work. Like, you can hear it from these guys that have these offensive burdens. Like, Austin Reeves had 2 8-second violations last night. There was one play where he waved off a screen in the backcourt to try to screen Tumani Kamara. Because they not only did two force those two 8-second calls, he also picked up an offensive foul on Rui Hachimura because he was just pestering Austin Reeves. But on this one play, Reeves waves away the screen like, I got this. And then two throws a straight jacket on him. and Reeves tries to cross him over, two cuts him off, tries to cross him over again, cuts him off. Bodies him up, two knocks the ball away, and Reeves just kind of throws his hands up like, where's the foul? Ball goes off him, Blazers ball. It was like, Eight second call, bud. Deal with it.
My only concern that I've learned in these four games, and again, kind of like Shaden mm-hmm. or rotation or a lot of things, Young, et cetera, things we got to wait for a larger sample size on. In these four games, the two wins are against teams on back-to-back with one of their guys not playing, if mm-hmm. not two. And so it concerns me that even though the defense was there against Minnesota, the defense was there against the Clippers, they have bona fide superstars mm-hmm. to close out. I worry that this is a team that only wins those kind of games and against the Jazz on Wednesday, who suck. And so that's my concern is I'm starting to worry that these wins are really only going to that they'll be competitive in every game, but the wins are only going to come around in some sort of so-and-so's not playing or it's a back-to-back, things like that.
Well, that's also...
Unless the shooting gets going.
That's also right in line with a team that is expected to win 34, 35, 36 games.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
and somebody called me out on it yesterday. I don't remember who it was that, you know, going into the season, I was very, like, positive.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've become kind of doom and gloom. And I'm trying to check myself on that for being four games.
They're 2-2, and they legitimately had a real opportunity to be 4-0. They were...
I push a little bit back on the Clipper game. I mean,
it's a 7-point game.
Yeah. Yeah, but
they were up 11.
Yeah, but I don't know. And maybe it's just the NBA and the ups and downs and the swings of the NBA for me, but I never felt Kawhi and James were going to lose that game.
That's fine. But I mean, they have been in and ahead and
had double-digit leads
in every single game. That's a profile of a team that plays defense, turns you over. Now, the problem is they need to convert more on these turnovers, and that is going to be the bugaboo for them, is that in transition, a lot of times they are not kicking that ball ahead. That is what is kind of biting them. When they force a turnover, it's not an immediate push, push, push. Now, they're playing fast, but they're pushing the ball up in hand and not pushing the ball up with a pass and more forcing the defense to move.
Well,
that's something that they need to kind of figure out, and I think if they do that, they can find a few more points, and that'll turn in some victories. But go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm excited to see the game on Wednesday because the Jazz won't be on a back-to-back.
No.
In theory, they'll be starting everybody now.
And Lowry just had 51. Like,
yeah, and I know they're not very good.
Well, they're 2-1, and they beat the hell out of the Clippers on opening night.
So I'm excited to see like full strength on full strength.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Yeah, no, I am too. You know, you should go in there.
Of a team, you should win.
You should. It is, you know, it's game three of a road trip. It's a, you know, but it's a shorter trip. You were just in LA for two games.
You're on your way home.
And then to Utah. So it's not the most brutal of road trips. But I mean, you kind of look at what the Jazz are right now. They're 2-1, and you know, the game was against the Suns, and I think the Suns are going to be god awful. But Lowry goes for 51, and you're like, that's not bad. You can kind of figure that out. So it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of go in a general sense. But for me, if I'm looking at a team that I expect to be somewhere around the 500-ish realm, if you are consistently in games where it's within 5 points and 5 minutes to go, where you get into clutch basketball, you have to learn how to win in those moments. Mm-hmm. The only team I've never seen had to go through that for a year is the last year's champion, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They never had to go through that.
Mm-mm, they didn't have to. Well, it's a pretty complete team.
But that's what I mean. Like that they are the one off of like you have to learn. You have to learn how to win. You have to learn how to close.
Jason Tatum learned it.
Yep. Every single title team has to
learn how to
close. Mm-hmm. And
it's what the Nets could never figure out with their big three.
No. I mean
KD was the only one ever on the court, but
yeah, it's just, you know, this Blazers, and that's why I think you're seeing the value of Drew and Jeremy so much here early on. Is those two guys are acting as major, major, major steadying forces. Drew was 10 of 15 last night. He was very efficient. But think about the timeliness of his buckets so far this season.
That's what I
no
mean.
No matter what game you're in, the timeliness of his buckets have been huge. And opening night against the Timberwolves, he had looks for three that if they go down, they win.
Yeah.
They win that game. And those.
It's too late for Ant to go off on them.
You know what I mean? Like Jeremy, I think had two, and I think Drew had two, and I think Denny left one. Though you're three guys, and that opportunity for them was right there.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.